Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. This is DJ Ambush, and you're listening to another episode of North to the Numbers. On this particular episode, I don't have a guest. This isn't a guest. This is a friend of the station. This is a friend of the family. Mara, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Ambush.
Good, good. I regret that we didn't get a chance to talk until now because we are at the end of Portland Music Month. There's a lot going on. 31 days, 21 venues, hundreds of shows, and you. This isn't the first year of Portland Music Month. Could you tell the listeners a little bit about where this came from and how long you've been at it?
Yes, it is. This is its second year, which we could say is actually its first year, because last year, as we were setting up to do the inaugural event, the city of Portland proclaimed January Portland Music Month. We picked it because it's the dankest month and it's the hardest one to get. You know, I mean, it's hard. I admit, you know, it's hard to get yourself out on a sometimes cold night to go out and see live music as much as you enjoy it. So we really kind of leaned into that and said, you know, let's be undaunted. Let's get out and be a part of this community. Let's enjoy the incredible bounty of creation that happens musically in this area. And so that was all a great idea. Let's engage the corporate sector, the business community in supporting music, because this entire event is a fundraiser for the Musician Grant Fund, which is called ECHO, that gives creative empowerment grants and project grants to local artists. And this year in 2022, we gave away 19 grants to incredible performers and creators. And actually, at some point, we may connect you up with some of them, and you can talk with them about the kinds of projects that were enabled by this grant, because there really isn't a place where popular artists can get that kind of funding, because most of the arts and culture funding mechanisms are kind of built around the idea of nonprofit arts. So that it sort of disadvantages people. And if you're like, you know, saying, great, I'm an MC, and the funder says, well, no, we want to fund musicians, because they don't know the difference, you know, and that happens. So we really wanted to create a fund and create an event that funded that fund. And so last year we had it all set up to go, and then Omicron drove a truck through it. So this was kind of the first year that we actually had it. And it was just phenomenal. It ended up being 25 venues. There were 111 shows, 240 plus individual acts. And the great thing has been that a great number of the shows have been at or near capacity in terms of the number of people out, which is not normal. You know, we created it because the venues often suffer, the artists suffer in January. And admittedly, we've been helped by some very mild weather.
That's very true.
It's been a decent January. But, you know, we're really hoping that we're going to be near $100,000 to give away to artists for this year's grant round.
Amazing. I can imagine a percentage of those shows were all ages.
A number of them were. We would love to get them to do more. And that is one of the things that Music Portland has, is an incredibly potent music policy council. And there was just an article in the Willamette Week about the work we've been doing for 2 years around noise codes and noise enforcement in the city that is really inequitably applied in practice. And it's because it's got duplicating codes and a lot of contradictions. So we've been really trying to focus on that as one of our policy issues. But the all ages thing is one of the big focuses for that group as well. Kids need culture.
I absolutely agree. It's not like they're not participating, but to be able to make sure we are constantly engaging them and reinforcing the importance of them having a seat at the table. It's something that I feel like Music Portland has always done. Let's talk a little bit about Music Portland. I have missed several meetings, several in-person meetings. Well, and then we have one coming up, right?
Put your picture up on the wall. Like, okay, who's not here? Wanted. No, I mean, the nice thing is that the events that Ambush is talking about are our monthly music professional gatherings, which is, it's the largest, I think, in the whole region. That it is a time when music professionals of all kinds, you know, performers and composers and writers and producers and, you know, instrument gear makers and venue owners and booking agents and all these people, they come together. And it just, the power of being in a room where people understand what you do and why you do it, so that your conversation doesn't start with, no, I'm a professional, you know, or somebody asking you why you couldn't make it in insurance. You know, it's like you realize how much of your time is spent having to justify a life of creation and a life where you prioritize music. And it's a very empowering thing to be in a room with people that you don't have to start there. You can really get immediately into, and you find new collaborators, you find new producers, you find new instrument or new opportunities you didn't know about. In addition to programming that we do that is, you know, meant to improve the business of music. Music Portland is a 501c6 trade organization that is focused on the economic interests of our popular music culture. And then we also have Music Oregon, which got its 501c3 in August of 2022 and took over, kind of inherited the music, what we had called Music Portland Bridge. And that's focused on creative empowerment, like grants and education and equity in our music community. And that's statewide. And Music Portland, focusing on the economic, also provide support outside of Portland.
What are some of the gaps in between some of the services that are, not necessarily gaps in the services, but what were some of the gaps that you found between Portland and Oregon that caused the need for you to form Music Oregon? I think a lot of people, when we think about the music scene here, we tend to forget that, Portland is just a city within Oregon. There is so much art and culture that's happening outside of it, even, you know, interconnected with it, people touring to other places in Oregon, people stopping in other places in Oregon before they come to Portland, which means that there are scenes happening in these other parts of the state. What are some of the differences in the way that Music Portland is addressing some concerns and Music Oregon's addressing some concerns?
That's a great way to center it. I think, you know, on the first hand, one is focusing on creative and, you know, educational, and the other is focused on the economic. But that said, Music Oregon has been created to identify and empower local leadership in these music clusters that are around the state, and make sure that they have all of the same benefits and solutions and technology that Music Portland has created for the largest music center, but that we want to make sure that we have true local leadership from all parts of the music economy, and with particular focus on making sure that, you know, Indigenous and Latin and Black and Asian Pacific all have a seat at those tables, because as we're growing and trying to lift up these music clusters, it has to be done fairly and inclusively, or it isn't worth doing.
Okay. How could someone get involved with either Music Portland or Music Oregon? Is there somewhere they should be signing up other than coming to the meetings? How can someone get involved?
Absolutely. If you go to musicportland.org/join, you can register. It doesn't cost anything, takes about 2 minutes. And it's just basically raising your hand and saying, yeah, I'm a music professional. We never share our lists with anybody. And it just asks you some basic questions about who you are, what you do in the music economy. And for Music Oregon, We will make sure that anybody who's registered with Music Portland hears about all the things in Music Oregon, like the Echo Fund, like the outreach. We did just finish the first in Oregon history commercial music census that really was attempting for the first time at the request of the state legislature to say, okay, so who is music? You know, I've been hammering on the state legislature for 2 years to get them to pay attention to us. And they said, okay, you've got our attention. Now tell us who you are. So we had a census funded and they're doing an economic impact from it. It was really hard to get music people, even in a 100% anonymous census, to step up and answer. It was particularly hard to get people of color to do it. And I get it. I do get it. And this is going to be a baseline, but we have like 0.1% of our respondents identify as Black. And that doesn't represent the reality of the music sector.
Of course.
But that's what we'll be sort of working from and building on. And, you know, and I think the music sector has quite a lot to prove, you know, to say, no, we really do mean you. We really do. And, you know, that's just work that has to be done and is being done. And we want as many voices in the room as possible. So registering is the way to do it. And then we'll put out calls saying we're having a meeting talking about this, and hope that people will engage and share their ideas and share their thoughts.
Excellent. So before we wrap again, we are at the end of Portland Music Month. What do people have to look forward to? How are we wrapping things up? What's happening this final weekend?
Final week, there are still something like 30 shows. Everything definitely loaded heavy on the end of the month. The thing to remember is that for every show that you attend, if you find the check-in code, there are green signs inside those venues, and there are also people at the shows that are helping you to register for the See Shows Win Big sweepstakes. And the prizes for that are a 1974 and a half vintage cherry red MG midget sports car convertible, fully reconditioned.
Wow.
From Bloomsbury Antiques. Yeah. Amazing contribution. Two first class tickets anywhere in North America, Alaska and Hawaii from Delta Airlines.
Oh, my goodness.
Or an amazing $2,500 e-bike from Synergy e-bikes.
Nice.
So it's like, you know, in fact, it's like, okay, I got a plane, I got a car, I got a bike. I called Amtrak. And I was like, okay, guys, you got a real opportunity here.
Right, right.
They didn't call me back.
You could have got the whole planes, trains, and automobiles.
I was so close. But no, it's like we're going to have the drawing in mid-February and then have a big award ceremony at the Aviation Distillery. Aviation was a great sponsor of the whole thing.
Nice.
And it's been really great to see this idea that was born and then crushed by Omicron and then brought back this year to really see it start to have its legs. And it's just going to continue to get better. And we want artists to know that, you know, being in a show in January and being part of Portland Music Month, where a small upcharge, nothing comes out of their pocket, a small upcharge on the ticket goes into this artist fund. We want artists to be competing to get those gigs, because we put in, you know, with in-kind donations and all kinds of stuff, we put in, you know, like $80,000 into promotion. We had buses promoting Portland Music Month. We had, you know, on all kinds of radio stations. So yeah, we just want it to be a time when Portland stands up for Portland and we really show our best, and we're just firing people up to make it a cultural value that you don't stay home in January. You get out. You go hang with your favorites and dance a little bit. I know it's Portland. People don't dance, but whatever.
I think Portland Music Month is a great way to start every single year. You picked a good month. You picked a good month.
It's the month nobody else wanted, so it was pretty convenient.
You were left with a good month.
I did. I got the best one to fall.
Thank you so much for your time. This was amazing. I hope this conversation was informative to everyone else, as it is to me. Again, we'll have information down in the description, some links for you guys to click. And yeah, we will see you out there for the rest of Portland Music Month.
Absolutely. PortlandMusicMonth.org.